Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Is Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world so you can become a rock star too.
There's a lot of news around this guy. It's Jeff Bezos. And real quick about Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon.com or the owner of the Washington Post. Three personal bankruptcies. If you would look at Jeff Bezos on paper before he started Amazon.com, you'd think, there's no chance. This guy's not going to do anything. But of course, he is one of the most successful business owners on the planet. He has transformed the whole industry of buying something. Interesting quote he has. It's this: one of the huge mistakes people make is they try to force an interest on themselves. You don't choose your passion. Your passion chooses you. I'm Ken Rakowski, and this is Business Rockstars. For the next hour, we're going to dive into the world of entrepreneurship. We're going to be doing mentoring. Walter Greaves, who is a Wall Street guy, and now he's in the cannabis industry, is going to be our mentor. Now, don't use that as your angle. He's a savvy business owner, and we're going to use his cunning skills to help out some proteges. And of course, anytime you want, businessrockstars.com, that's where you can find us. And you can see all the great guests that we have on the show over the next couple of weeks just by going to our website. Joining me in the studio, I gave him a big homework project because he just joined us earlier, and I think he had a very interesting insight on some ways to see if you are thinking more like Steve Jobs. Mark Goulston is joining us. His new book, which is coming out next month, called Talking Too Crazy, which you could pre-order right now by going to Amazon.com. Yeah? So, Mark, let's make sure we are all on the same page. You have created a formula, which I think is amazing. It's
Ritalin.
No, not Ritalin. <Come on. laughs> So, and you can utilize these four things to identify either one if a business has it, needs it, or lost it.
Absolutely.
You like those three things?
Absolutely.
Okay, so your homework was to apply these four methodologies to first a successful business out there that has all four of those components. You got one?
Yeah, you know, I've hacked into Steve Jobs. So the first one's going to be a one-stop hacking. It's Apple.
It's Apple,
No, because what happened is, remember what I said, Steve Jobs looked out into the future and he said, let's create something that's simple, reliable, and beautiful, and we'll own it. So they've made a mistake, I think, with the Apple Watch. We'll see what happens. The reason being is maybe it's beautiful. Maybe it's beautiful, but it's complicated with the pricing. Also, millennials don't wear watches, and it took a certain amount of hubris to say, oh, well, if they wear Fitbits, they'll wear watches. And it's complicated. You got to have your phone.
I agree. And I have one.
And I think they lost their way from what his thing was: simple, beautiful, and reliable.
Yeah, but I think one of the reasons they lost their way, that's not Steve Jobs who came off the watch. Everything that has made money for Apple was Steve Jobs. Meaning the iPad, the iPhone is still Steve Jobs' legacy. It's not Tim Cook.
That's right.
And this is a Tim Cook legacy. So the watch, I don't think, complies to what Steve actually, his vision was the gotta have it.
Right.
This watch is not a gotta have it. I don't need to have this watch. Yeah. I need to have my iPhone.
Yeah, and I have to give you a preview of something, and you'll definitely have me back on the show.
I love that.
No, you will.
That's an optimistic approach.
I won't even tell you what it is.
Okay.
But I'm organizing what I've discovered, and I want you to drill down to my thinking, but I think it's clear.
Okay.
I've discovered that when you have a non-visionary CEO, like a founder can be a visionary, but then when they bring in a CEO, he's often not a visionary. And every company that has that makeup, they have a go-to person that has huge pressure on them to see into the future. It's
yes.
not the CEO. And it's very lonely to have all that pressure on you if you're the go-to person. So a friend of mine, Beth Comstock's the CEO of GE Business Innovation. She's got a lot of pressure on her. She's the chief marketing officer. She's a friend of mine. Another friend of mine, talk about a company that's having difficulty, is Michelle Gass. She was at the chief marketing officer of Starbucks. She was going to be the next CEO. Kohl's gave her a great deal, and the quarters have been bad the last couple.
Well, how about Marissa Mayer?
Absolutely.
Or Yahoo.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got to come up with vision, mission, yeah. and execution.
So this is going to be very private, high level. No one's going to know about it, but I'm organizing a what I call a go-to breakthrough summit. So this is the go-to people in companies that are charged with breakthrough thinking. And I've already got the top person on terrorism to join because he's been charged with figuring out ISIS. I've got the person who's helped the Harvard
figured out ISIS.
No, he's charged with it.
Oh, he hasn't figured it out yet.
No, and he's a I love the guy, Brian Michael Jenkins from RAND. If you look him up.
But if you look at your Gotta Have It, ISIS is more got to join it because we see so many people leaving their country of origin
totally.
Saying, I got to go to ISIS, which is ridiculous. But Mark, wait a second. I'm not going to let you get out of your homework assignment. Your homework assignment was to give us companies that have the four components and one that doesn't. You said Apple right now on a product line, they don't have it.
Right.
But Apple as a company, they still have the got to have it. They still have all four of those components on all their other devices.
No, they do. But the point is, will the iterations of those devices, if any of them is lapsed, if Android or the other thing and the other devices it catches up to them or is better, they're going to be in trouble.
I agree. How about Tesla?
Tesla is, you know, what'll be interesting is if they can really deliver this crossover and the other cars, because I think what's happened is, you know, the Lotus-like sports car was, you know, kind of cute, got to have it. The S blew everyone away, but there's a lot of pressure on the next thing in terms of pricing, which I think they're going to have trouble with.
Yes.
I think they're going to have a lot of trouble with that. They might have to change all their store kind of things to cut costs, but a lot of people are waiting for that next thing. And it was interesting when I first saw the S, I said, "Oh, this is a Porsche Panorama." It looks exactly like a Porsche Panorama, but the point is, it's starting to look old to me. It's starting to look like a Chrysler 200.
Yeah, the reason why is because where we live, it's like Norway. They're everywhere because Norway's
right.
got Teslas everywhere. But let's look at another company then that is not at that high price point. Okay, let's look at something that's more more manageable. Okay, if you look at the most profitable businesses in the world, the most profitable are oil companies, huge profit. Right. Do they go through the same methodology of what you identified for Apple? Do they have those four things?
I think they need to, but I'm sure you've heard the story about the people in silent films thought that sound movies would never work because they said, oh, people will never go to sound movies. And they didn't realize they were in the entertainment business. Same with the railroads. They thought, oh, people always use railroads, but they didn't realize they were in the transportation business. So the oil, they need to know that they're in the energy business. And I think there's a lot of dyed-in-the-wool oil people that won't get it. Kodak brought me in about 10 years ago to say, can you tell our people that digital is coming and Fuji is eating us alive?
Yes.
And we went on a retreat, and I'm pretty good, but you just couldn't shake them. Oh, there's no replacement for analog film, and, you know, and they died.
But what were they? Were they a chemical business? What was Kodak, and why couldn't they? Because they didn't, remember, they came out with digital cameras, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Kodak did, and the gentleman, we both know the guy that was running their marketing department, he was telling them, hey, we have to make a change, but that it was almost like the Titanic. It was almost like it was already bleeding and hemorrhaging. Kodak couldn't make enough changes, and that's why it's out, right? But there are other businesses like that. Like, for example, the automobile industry. We mentioned Tesla. How about Ford? Ford is saying, hey, we're a transportation company. Mm-hmm. Right? They're trying to make that change today. Are you seeing that at least?
Yeah, I think the key is what the gotta have it strategy is, and it goes really well with lean business strategies. Lean business strategies, my view on that is what you do is you, instead of being possessive, you create a minimal viable product, get it out there, see what people like and don't like, keep reiterating it instead of being possessive and building something that nobody knows. And so I think Ford, of all the American things, is really trying to tune into the customer's needs, whereas okay. for many years they just built something and then hard sold
it. You got 90 seconds. I'm going to throw a company out and I want you to play all four to it. Ready? Tinder. Go.
Tinder. Okay. The woe is... I'm lonesome.
Got it.
Who can I see? Wow. I can Photoshop this picture of me. Maybe I have a chance. Maybe if we never meet, she'll be my girlfriend or my boyfriend. And then, well, you know, if I don't meet them in person so they see who I am, you know, maybe at least we'll get a texting relationship. Yes, I'm going to do that. You know, no more Saturdays without anyone to connect with.
That was awesome, actually. It's almost like you rehearsed that one.
I got to check my Tinder.
Check your Tinder. There you go. Swipe left. All right. Hey, people, if you want to pre-order the book, they go to Amazon.com.
Absolutely.
It's called Talking Too Crazy. And again, the speed to cool to Talking Too Crazy is? What's your pitch? Pitch Talking Too Crazy. What is it?
Anybody in your life driving you crazy, where the next, if they keep it up, you're either going to... kill them or kill yourself.
There you go. There's a good pitch.
You don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it at all. There
and
you go.
And by the way, if you're going to do it, kill them.
Don't say that. Mark Goldston's joining us. He thinks he's going to be back on the show. I think he will be, actually. If you want to find out more, make sure you go to his site, too, which is, I think, was it?
GoldstonGroup.com.
There you go. That's where you go. Now we're going to do some mentoring. We've got a rock star mentor joining us, plus some very interesting proteges. Make sure you sign up for our webinar with Nate Hallstoffel by going to BusinessRockstars.com. Click on Learn. When we come back, it's time for mentoring. Ken Rakowski connecting you to everything entrepreneur right here on Business Rockstars.
While most video surveillance solutions capture and store hours of nothing, CudaEye by Barracuda Networks only captures video when something happens. Once captured on camera, the video evidence is immediately encrypted and sent to the cloud for safe storage and easy retrieval from any web browser or mobile device. With CudaEye, there's no network configuration or software to install. Just plug one or more cameras into your network to better protect your business. Don't get caught with nothing. Do something about it. Check out CudaEye.com. That's CudaEye.com.
State Farm.
Hey, I have car insurance, but I want to protect the rest of the stuff in my apartment. Some of my action figures were ruined recently.
We can add a renter's policy. For the cost of one action figure, we can protect your entire army of action figures against fire, theft, burst pipes.
Great! It's hard untangling wet alien hair.
Add renter's insurance to your auto policy for as low as $4 a month. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state. State Farm. Estimated additional monthly cost of $20,000 in renter's insurance with purchase of qualifying State Farm car insurance.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including... peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
/ firewalls.
Rockstars, starting a business, finding the money, what you need to know to become a rock star entrepreneur.
We always love to start with a quote, and this is coming from Peter Drucker. He says, hey, the best way to predict the future is to create it. Kitterkowski, business rock stars, starting, growing, and funding your business. We're here to help you do that by connecting you to everything that's entrepreneur. Joining me in the studio, he is a former Wall Street guy, and he has come over to the left coast to make sure, I guess, he's more balanced. But he's in so many different businesses. One of them is this thing called Rock, the building that we're in, which is an amazing business. And he also is deeply involved in the cannabis industry. No, I think Walter agrees to join us. I think it's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, this is the way I see it, is most people don't know this, but the whole prohibition started was because the people that wanted to prevent oil or prevent cars from using alcohol started the prohibition industry. Did you know that?
So are you talking of liquor?
Yeah. So liquor was actually banned because it powered cars, and they wanted to get people to use oil. So Rockefeller really started the whole prohibition direction. Okay. And when prohibition was about to be broken up, the people that got involved before prohibition was legalized did incredibly well in the United States.
Absolutely.
So in the cannabis industry, you're basically a visionary knowing that things will become legalized throughout the United States, and you're there right before it all becomes legalized, and you're going to do very, very well. You're a visionary.
You know, I think that we are all fortunate that there are alternative solutions for pain management.
You're a visionary. Just say that. You're a visionary.
Well, you know, this is true. You know, I think that when I went to Berkeley, I may have dipped the box in a substance and eaten my way out of it. So I've never lived inside of a box. You know, I've always stayed outside the box. And I'm a student of history. I studied history in college. I believe that if you study the past, you can look at the future. So you are correct. We studied prohibition deeply in the way we looked at cannabis. You know, we studied the unionization, the way that you had mom and pop stills, basically White Lightning, you know, Hooch turn into actual brands, and you had consolidations. You had build out, you had growing. You know, it's a business that's unionized from hops all the way to the teamsters that deliver it. So I think you're going to see some of the same dynamics entering in cannabis as it comes out there. So
you're a visionary. Just say I'm a visionary.
I have visions sometimes.
You're a visionary. There's a reason why I'm trying to get you to actually stick to that.
absolutely. No, I would say that I am a visionary. That's true.
Being an entrepreneur, you have to be a visionary.
Absolutely. You know, you have to be able to take risk. I think the most important thing is to look at a market, look at a sector.
Yes.
And from a historical perspective, you have to look at what's happened in the past, what challenges have we had, and how did things develop? And then you look with an open mind toward the future, you know? And that's what I like a little bit about the company that we're looking at today. I think they're doing some of that.
My job is kind of like an Australian cattle hound. Do you know what that is?
I do.
That's a dog that does herding. Yeah. And I'm trying to herd you into a specific answer. And that is being a visionary and being an entrepreneur, you generally have to do things that are against the tide.
Absolutely.
Because once you get on the other side of the tide, it's almost smooth sailing. Yeah.
You know, my yoga wife is always in my brain, you know, talking about ego and talking about purpose. So I'm always careful about talking too much about myself and ego.
But there's a reason
we're here to help people.
But
I do agree with you. To be an entrepreneur, you have to have two things in my mind. You have to, well, three things: vision, tenacity, and pain tolerance. You have to have a vision of where you're going to go. You have to have tenacity to work harder than anybody else. But in the end, it's simple staying power. You have to simply take a kick to the groin and say, thank you, may I please have another for years.
It's the resilience. That's right.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's interesting because Meredith and Abby are looking at each other going, oh yeah, 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 we hear that. Yeah. Your business is called, am I right? It's called Mommy Dearest.
Yeah.
Yes.
You realize there was a movie about about wire hangers.
It was spelled differently.
It was spelled differently.
Mother Dearest?
It's Mommy M-O-M-M-I.
It was Mommy Dearest, right?
Yes.
Okay. But your business is all around, hey, sometimes moms are not healthy. Sometimes they get sick. They need help.
No, it's a on-demand sick day delivery service. We're actually targeting college students. Our whole purpose is to be your mom away from home.
Okay. You realize I read it differently, right? Right away. You did too, right? And that's the first thing, because when I went to your website, I saw it as sick days for mom and you taking care of mom right away. I just want to let you know. And so did Walter.
I think moms will be a huge market for us too, especially stay-at-home moms who have, like, I envision as, like, I always over-exaggerate, but, like, they have 100 kids and they have to put them all in the car and go to Walgreens. They're not going to do that. Okay. They're going to call somebody. I'm Meredith.
Meredith. You got to make sure people are listening right now. Okay, that's Meredith. Meredith, but what I'm saying is the first thing we're going to do, Walter and I, is we're going to look at your business and we're going to look at ways to enhance what you're doing by simple observations of what we see. Okay?
Absolutely.
You have a solid mentor who has multiple businesses, from giant data storage companies to trading companies to what he's doing in the, even in the cannabis delivery service business.
Yeah.
Okay? He's full circle here, okay? So all we're going to do is ask you a series of questions and things that we've identified to help you do that.
Perfect.
Are you up for that?
Yeah.
Again, people want to find out more. What's the website?
MommyDearestDelivers.com.
And that's Abby right there. And right now you're based only in Austin, Texas,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Walter, you got the first question. What do you got?
So I would ask a little bit about branding. You know, before you guys launch and get too deep, you know, we have another company here in SEO, and we really searched this. We searched a lot of different keywords. And, you know, the Mommy Dearest is really embedded out there in the internet. It's deep, and there's a lot of articles about it. So I just say, you know, I would challenge you guys just to ask yourselves a little bit on a weekend if you think that it might be worth, before fully launching, stepping back and looking at if there is a name where you can control all of the first couple of pages of searches across the board. Just because for me, when I searched initially, I got confused. I typed in M-O-M-M-Y, dearest, and it still took me to M-O-M-M-I-E, you know? So just, you know, I really appreciate you guys have probably put a lot of thought into this and branding. And that's a big, hard thing to do. Pivoting when you've really become close to an idea is the hardest thing to do. But that's the first thing I do.
So
kind of a question and a challenge.
The question is, I want to make sure, because this...
How committed are you? How married are you to this name?
Absolutely open to any ideas. I think being entrepreneurs and being able to kind of step outside of, you know, the traditional business realm, we're young, we're so open to ideas, and we, you know, have a lot that we want to bring to the table, and I think our ideas are relevant, but we also are so willing to learn. I mean, we wouldn't have gotten into starting our own business if we thought we knew everything that we were doing.
Yeah. Abby, that's the right attitude. No, really, because it goes back to resilience, right? And also being nimble and being willing to change, flexibility and all that's all in there. That's great. So again, people want to find out more. It's M-O-M-M-Y, dearest, deliveries.com.
Delivers.com.
And I just want to let you know, when I went to the website, when you go there, now I know you look at it all the time. If I would take off all the verbiage and imaging other than that, and I saw the word Mommy Dearest, what would you think right away? What's it look like? Walter, to you, what's it look like? A sick mom?
It does.
Got it.
Right? So the imagery right away looks like you're taking care of a sick mom.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that there, I think, was the first modification. I think maybe if you're, hey, if I have a hangover, mommy's going to help you out. Yeah. And that's, quite frankly, college students would love this service.
Yes.
And that, the website imagery does not cater to the audience you want to go after.
Got it.
So maybe we should do some type of whiteboard later on who is the proper imagery to attract the right audience. Who is your audience?
College kids and young professionals.
Yep. That imagery on the front page does not show that. So when we come back, people want to find out more. Again, it's the website is, Meredith?
MommyDaresDelivers.com.
There we go. And people want to find out more about you, Walter. Where do they go?
Probably just Google me.
Oh, gosh. We're going to fix that, too. We're going to do a little mentoring.
Or LinkedIn.
Business Rockstars. We're doing mentoring right here, connecting you, everything entrepreneur. BusinessRockstars.com.
Yeah, let me guess what you want. You want a truck where safety is first and foremost. One built with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body that's up to 700 pounds lighter. That handles better than ever. That stops quicker when it has to. And has the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, on all 4 sides, for every cab configuration. Oh, you want the most towing and the most payload, too, right? That about cover it? That's all you want. Everything? Okay, you want the long bed or the short bed? This is the Ford F-150, and this changes everything.
Towing when properly equipped with available 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Payload when properly equipped with available 5.0-liter V8 4x2. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds TVWR. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG, 2.7-liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary. Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation's new car assessment program, safercar.gov.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Ends 9/12/15.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-260-5460. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460. Again, 800-260-5460.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Rockstars, starting a business, finding the money, what you need to know to become a rock star entrepreneur.
Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars. I got a great quote. You got one, Walter? Did you have a quote that just resonates in your mind? All right, no? Boy, you're just, it's easy to go. I got one from Vince Lombardi. You know who that is?
Absolutely.
Great coach. And the quote is this: winners never quit and quitters never win. You like that? I like that one. Meredith's going, yeah.
I like football.
You like football? Like BusinessRockstars.com. Everything from starting to growing in front of your business, we're here to help you do that. Joining us in the studio, did you fly out from Austin or did you drive?
Yeah.
I live in San Diego.
Well, why is it just available in Austin then?
She's moving to Austin this week. I live in Austin.
Austin, Texas. Yeah. Okay. Abby and Meredith, the company is Mommy
Dearest.
Website is?
MommyDearestDelivers.com.
Okay, so you got a website where we can find you.
Yes.
Your protege. Or you are the proteges. That means you have a mentor, and a mentor should be doing things very similar. Walter, people want to find you. Where should they go?
You can find me at realofficecenters.com.
There you go. There you go. I like a website. Yeah, don't say Google me. I mean, unless you're like, you know, Akon or something. Like, yeah, just Google me. You know, you can do that. But,
again, it's a self-serving. We're here to talk about Mommy Dearest Delivers today, not me. So.
Yeah, but you're still the mentor. No, people want to know who you are, okay?
Absolutely. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, just Google me.
Let's jump in. So can you describe, so I wake up, I'm actually, you know, I'm in college, or let's just say I finish a business trip, or I'm at a conference. Let's say I'm at South by Southwest. I wake up, I've had a few too many libations, and I'm quite hungover, and I, you know, need to alleviate this so I can get through my day. What's the process, and kind of walk us through, like...
Well, first, he's the right customer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, exactly. How did he find out about you?
Yes, we're actually in pre-launch phase right now. Our business has not launched. We have not done anything quite yet in Austin.
Okay.
We're in the beginning phases.
Perfect. So let's ask the question then. How would he find out about you then?
Yeah, we're planning on doing a lot of creative marketing. I think the thing that is going to set this niche of a business apart from a lot of other on-demand services is that, you know, we do a lot of creative things. We've got a lot of fun ideas in the works of doing grassroots.
I'm asking for those.
One thing is that we would really like to team up with UT, University of Texas, and really cater to their students and kind of make the 2019 class, this incoming freshman class, and kind of having them be our model through the whole entire process. And they kind of, it trickles down as they move up. So they are like the trendsetters or the molders or however you would call them. That's like one of our ideas. And really like with Parents Weekend and I think two.
Too nebulous. Too nebulous.
I have a more specific one. What we were talking about, one creative marketing idea, pairing up with a lot of bars that are around the UT campus. We want to get wristbands made. When you go into a club, if you're 21 and up, I want to get something made that says like hungover, call mommy dearest, or whatever phrase or business name that we end up coming up with. Or maybe even partnering with a fun bar and like making some fancy cocktail that's
but I think you did
very
the wrong
strong.
Way. You just did the bar. The problem is this is, he's already at the hotel.
Exactly. So he goes to a party at South by Southwest, gets a wristband to go into the club. That's his ticket in. He wakes up the next morning, hungover, looks down at the sleeve of wristbands that he has from going to all the parties at South by Southwest or a bar or whatever it is, and he sees that, you know, it says hungover, and then it has all the information for him to get the tools that he needs to feel better.
Do you like that idea?
You know, I do. I think it's interesting. I think along that line, I was thinking coasters could be interesting.
I would think working with the hotels themselves, including a leaderboard of the hotels that actually bring you the most business, change an equity structure with you on percentage of what they make. The more the hotel pushes business to you, the more they can make as a partner of yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you create a leaderboard on who the winner of the hotels or the people that promote you the most.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, the Greek system would be a great way to kind of jump into some of the student organizations. You know, I think you're the students and the young professionals are going to be your two areas.
Were you in a fraternity?
I was.
Which one?
Zeta Psi.
I'm sorry?
Zeta Psi.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a Sig Ep. I just wanted to make sure you know that. I'm sorry for you on that.
Yeah,
but okay, I'm kidding, okay? You don't even have a website. We got to Google you.
Hey,
Walter.
So, Ken, just on that, I'm in a business that is still...
You have a great business here. It's called Real Office
Center.
That's
exactly correct. So some of the other businesses I'm in, we like to keep a little bit of a lower profile. Let's just say.
I understand that. So you're in a... I'm just going to say both Abby and Meredith, your business... Wherever it's at right now, especially since you're in more of an alpha mode.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is it a website? Is it a mobile app? Is it, what is your business?
It will be both. Once it's fully functioning, we actually have an app prototype. Shout out to Dogtown Media here in LA. They're awesome. They worked with us to get our prototype put together. We're really obviously going to be pushing mobile because that's kind of where everything is now. And when you're hungover, I mean... Nothing more.
But is that the main business? Is people that are hungover? Is that where you're?
I mean, I keep saying that because that's where I firmly relate to, just from being in college. I mean, obviously living in the dorms on your own for the first time and like getting that first cold or your flu or feeling like you're about to be sick. Those are obviously going to be areas that we address. Hangovers are just more fun to talk about because that means something good happened the night before.
So my question is, does this evolve? So we have like Schlepp and Fetch. Here, I think TCA, but
really?
You know, they're around. Yeah, so they delivered this building. Yeah, so they'll, you know, I had to get, some red cups delivered to a party, and they actually brought them over. But so you see some of these shared economy companies popping up. So my question next is, what's the delivery mechanism? Are you guys going to onboard drivers yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so we have, you know, Buddy Truck in here. Schlepp and Fetch was a TCA company, I think, that's local here, too. So we've seen these companies and onboarding the drivers. So it's definitely possible to do that. I'm wondering, are you looking at moving beyond just these products?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we're trying to take things one step at a time. I mean, we have ideas for phase one, phase two, things that could take off in a totally different direction. Obviously, I think it's just starting... very simply and doing one thing right and then adding on as it progresses so that we can bring on more products.
Are these your own concoctions?
Which one, the care packages?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a lot of research.
Yeah, we did research on them. And,
but that's interesting, don't you think? See, to me, that's where it becomes more of a scalable product line because now it's not just identified as city you deliver to. It's any city, and I could use this kind of like here in California, we have our earthquake packages, right?
Yeah.
We're all prepared. I would love to have a backup hangover package with me all the time.
Awesome. Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, the Birchbox, the boxes that become really popular. And that's another thing I was thinking about for your marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Because you might want to have this in advance, you know, I mean, for me, well, you know, when you're worshiping the porcelain god, you know, when you're really hurting, you want immediate relief.
Yeah.
So it might be nice to have something like in advance, and that could be part of your promotion. You might team up with the hotels. You might team up with the Greek systems or something like that.
That's what you get. You come to a dorm.
Well, actually, that was one of the ideas that Meredith and I had talked about. She brilliantly thought, if you looked at our website, we have a cute little mail truck, vintage style. We actually had the idea of maybe refurbishing a mail truck and selling our hangover packages at some of the great large festivals that are in Austin, whether it's at ACL or at South by Southwest or Fun Fest or an event on campus, you know, fraternity party, whatever, beforehand so that people have them ready to go.
It sounds to me, by the way, both of you guys, you're so early where you're at, you're still somewhat all over the place. And to identify who your customer is the most important, I think that's what we talked about. Is that a freshman? Is that a city dweller? These matter. Because the person that lives in New York, that lives in a vertical structure being a high rise, is radically different than somebody who lives in a dorm.
Yeah.
Right? And their purchase power is different then, too. So can you avatar your perfect customer? Who are they? Give us what they look like, what they're wearing, what their age is.
I would say anywhere from 18 to 30, living on their own
for the first time. That's too big. 18 to 30 is massive. There's three revenue structures within that age group.
Absolutely.
Well, I think, a main thing is that they're living on their own. They're in a new place. They don't know, where to get any of this stuff. And
or
that's
have
that,
friends or family nearby.
Yeah, nearby.
Obviously those are things that we can focus on more, you know, narrow things down to even create a smaller niche for who we are marketing.
Age groups into three year spans. So someone between 18 and 21 is radically different than somebody that's 21 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And
I mean, they really are.
30.
So you break it down into those three groups, you break it down into income brackets, you break it down into well, territories where they're at vertical living, if they live in a high-rise structure, mm-hmm. if they have cars, mm-hmm. if they're what we do is generally when we craft companies, like, we create an avatar,
yeah.
and we actually say, this is what they look like. This is the kind of clothes, the brands they attach to. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you're able to figure that out. You give me a funky look, just now, Walter. Well, what's that mean?
No, I was thinking about something else.
You're trying to think about if they Google me, would they actually go to the page I want them to go to? Is that what you're doing?
You know, the world is a transparent place at this point.
Is it?
You have to live with your skeletons and party with them. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
There's my next quote. Walter Greese has joined us. Real Office Centers, where he's based, right here in Santa Monica, California. Meredith and Abby, you guys are based. Do we say Austin?
Austin. We are based in Austin, Texas.
Based in Austin, Texas. When do you hope to launch your first product?
We, you know, as entrepreneurs, we got into this thinking, oh, this everything's just going to run totally smoothly, and we'll be like totally good to go by the start of the school year. Obviously, we've had so many mountains to overclimb, things that we've learned. We just hired on our business advisor.
Yeah, his name's Tyler Jensen. He started the Startup Garage, and he's an Encinitas, and he's kind of helping us.
We have been bootstrapping our business. We've gotten some great help from our jobs that allow us the flexibility to be able to work full-time and work on this.
Walter, one more question. What do you got? One more question.
Last question is, for me, Are you planning on focusing on these, you know, sickness and hangover kind of cure, or are you looking at this becoming a more of a general purpose delivery targeting a certain city?
I would say sickness and hangover is like what we're focusing on.
Okay.
I think get better is
getbetter.com.
And
would you move this into the nutraceutical space? You know, Ken has an amazing nutraceutical product he introduced me to. Seeing these nootropics, some of the new nutraceuticals coming into the market, you're seeing, like, you know, I think there's alternatives to Adderall for college students.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
There's a big market.
I agree
now
with that.
For
I like
optimization.
That.
And I think you see people, there's a little bit less partying, a little bit more consumption of things like cannabis, you know, of other products. Mm-hmm. So there might be another element there too, where you're trying to help study packages, cramming packages, up all night type of things.
But. Yeah, we have one of those packages. It's our prevention one. So that's like during our finals week, like our stress reliever. So we have that.
We're definitely open to seeing it's going to morph.
I got a website for you, by the way. No one's got it yet. Getbetter.go.
Okay.
.co.
I'm more of a .com girl, but
I'm open.
There's
opportunities there. People want to find out more right now. I think we're gonna get back to you, because I think there's gonna be some transformational changes happening.
Definitely.
Thank you very much,
Meredith. Thank you so much for having us.
And Walter, thanks a lot for seeing you around here.
Pleasure as always.
All right, when we come back, we're always connecting you. What's going on when it comes to the world of entrepreneurship? BusinessRockstars.com.
Want a reliable PC that's ready for whatever your business throws at it? Dell's PCs and 2-in-1s are built for what happens. Like the Dell Latitude 2-in-1 with an Intel Core M processor. The world's most secure 2-in-1 combines the performance of a laptop and a 13-inch tablet into one powerful device. So you can research and analyze data in laptop mode and present to clients in tablet mode. Join the millions of small businesses that trust Dell and Intel as their technology partners. Hire Dell today. Visit Dell.com/radio.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really? Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now, 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-506-0552 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-506-0552. Call 800-506-0552. Again, that's 800-506-0552. 800-506-0552.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Business Rockstars, where we introduce you to the rock stars of the business world so you can become a rock star too.
Hey, it's fine. It's always fine to make sure you understand what you've succeeded at, but if you're not learning from that, you are wasting your time. Pay attention to your failures and don't do them again. I'm Ken Rakowski, Business Rockstars. Nate Hofseffel is our in-studio webinar spectacular brainiac sales guy. He's going to be joining us on the 20th during our webinar, which is all around the secrets of being great at sales. Doesn't cost you anything. Generally, it's like $300 or $200, but our webinar for you, being a Business Rockstars fan, doesn't cost you anything. Just go to businessrockstars.com/learn and be part of our webinar on the 20th. Joining me in the studio, it's Mr. G-Money. It is Gavin McGarry. That's what they call you, G-Money.
I need some sort of like cha-ching. I need to get Charlie.
Charlie, next week we'll have it. It's done. You've got it. Can you make sure? Gavin, it is Jump Wire Media. And you kind of changed what you're doing a little. You have expanded your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually quite excited to announce that right now.
Yeah, and I thank you for that. We had no idea. I just had no idea. I had no idea that social media was so huge because we deal mostly with the big media companies. Right?
Because Facebook's $1 billion, $30 billion.
Well, no,
or whatever.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's really interesting. We pivoted a little bit in 2014.
By the way, Facebook is bigger than IBM.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that interesting? So you didn't know social media was that big?
No. I didn't think it was that big a deal. Well, actually, I did. Because I've been doing this for 6 years. I knew way in advance it was going to be huge. And everyone, I remember I used to go to parties, right? And you know, we used to sit around at parties. And I'd say, people say, what's Facebook?
No.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
No, it was like 5 years ago.
Really?
Yes. When I started my business in 2009, I would go to parties and they say, yeah, Facebook, I think I've heard about that. It's like really? Snapchat is now. Snapchat is going to be the next Facebook.
Okay, I agree with that. But your business has expanded, not just focusing on media entities.
Yeah, no. Now we're in 2014, we just had so many people approaching us. And as you know, we deal with the big media companies.
Yes.
And so we had so many people approaching us, like these small businesses saying, listen, I need social media. And what we're sort of finding now is that most people are saying, you know what? I don't care about social media. Can someone just take care of this for me, please, for my business so I can focus on my business?
So you're becoming a service-based?
So we are a social media manager. All sorts of, social media. We're doing Business Rockstars. Thank you very much. It's really great.
And we're paying for it.
Yes.
See, we're paying for it.
Awesome.
This is important. No, but I want people to understand that a professional is expensive and amateur's a fortune.
And I love that line. You always say it's great.
But it's true. We were acting like amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing it the wrong way. We brought you in.
You guys are crushing it. I mean, I love what you guys have done with the rebrand. It looks amazing. It's awesome for us on the social side. We're just starting to
get started. Press that button, right? So you are... for hire. People listening right now, what's the criteria of the right companies to hire you?
I think that if you are between 500,000 and 3 million, we have packages now for these types of companies. And we found that those types of companies are the people that can't really, are hiring interns to do this. And the interns are screwing up all their social and they have to go and do it. So for $24,000 a year, right, you're going to pay an intern maybe 30, maybe 25.
Right.
But for $24,000 a year, you get the top social media people, I would argue, in the world.
Without
right?
doubt.
Right.
And you create real engagement and it's all trackable. You see, matter of fact, let's do that. Let's talk about some of the things. One thing I've noticed, especially lately, is Facebook, maybe it's I'm wrong, is almost squelching some of my posts.
Oh, yeah.
To a point to where they're trying to get me to pay for it so it's heard, seen by more people.
Yeah.
Is that deliberately designed by Facebook?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
So
you want to get on the platform that has 1.2 billion people, 790 daily active viewers?
You got to pay.
You got to pay.
And payment's not a lot. It can be as little as $5.
Yeah, and a lot of people are doing it. They're boosting their posts.
And we're not just talking about on the corporate side. This is personal side, too.
Yes, absolutely.
So to get some real visibility on Facebook, you're going to have to pony up.
I think, yeah. And what we tell a lot of our clients is you don't have to pony up a lot. $500 a month will get you unbelievable reach. Facebook says, oh, they're spending money on the platform. So you're trying to find that pay-to-play number, right? You don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, but you can spend $500. Even big media companies are doing this to find out where your sweet spot is. So you put up, but you need to post a lot. So our packages, which is different from most people, is that our lowest package is 6 posts a day, 5 days a week. Our top package is 48 posts a day, 5 days a week. You have to post a lot on Facebook because of the algorithm, right?
Okay.
If you have 1,000 fans, only 12.6% of them will see anything with a picture. So 126 fans will see each post.
Is 1,000 fans a lot? I don't know.
No. But I'm just using it as so people understand, right?
Because I know I'm personally maxed out, right? I have to fire friends.
But you've got 5,000?
I got 5,000. And then I have.
But you know you got to make a page.
But then I have 500,000 that follow me on a personal level then, too.
That whole page should be made into a page.
And the reason why I didn't make it a page is I found out the engagement side for me on a personal level was actually dumbed down where I could not communicate with people as easily as I can, like Facebook Messenger and all that. It's actually not as good on a personal page or on a fan page. But we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
We've already run out of time.
No, we have not.
Gavin McGarry,
G Money. Fair.
No, we get to market.
No, where's the sound?
It's right there.
Cha-ching!
No, it's there. G-Money, Gavin McGarry, thanks a lot for hanging out with us. Everything entrepreneur, we're connecting you. Charlie, Rolo, Ben, and Nick is somewhere floating around. That's our production team. And on the other side are the ones that bring in the great guests, and that's Brittany and Bridget. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. We're here all the time connecting you to entrepreneurship. Business rock stars. Ken Rakowski, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
The This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent
Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Their free, unbiased resources can help you get smart about insurance before you buy. For information you can trust, contact your state insurance commissioner or visit insureuonline.org. That's insure, the letter U, online.org.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.